The Green Music Center is hosting its annual fundraiser, The Party for the Green, next week. And we'll take a look at that event and the next season of concerts and events with Jacob Yarrow, the Executive Director of the Green Music Center. Hi, Jacob.
Hello. Thanks for having me over.
Of course. It's nice to meet you. So tell us about The Party on the Green. This is next weekend on Saturday.
It is on Saturday, September 14. And we're thrilled to kind of reimagine our annual fundraiser to be Party for the Green. It features an amazing jazz singer named Catherine Russell, who comes from a long lineage of wonderful jazz musicians. Her father was Louis Armstrong's musical director, a real titan. And she is a singer who's second to none. Like, she's toured with Paul Simon and Steely Dan and on. But she has this wonderful solo project where she plays really kind of old school swing and jazz. And she has one of the great voices of our time. So we're thrilled to have Catherine over. And the format of the party sort of starts with a reception. Then there's a really intimate, wonderful concert by Catherine. It's about an hour long. And then we move outside for a big party in our courtyard with food and drinks and just a good time. And eventually the band will come back out and play for the party as well.
Oh, I love it. Is there a theme for the evening?
Well, it's sort of cocktails, dancing, you know, nightclub, cozy nightclub sort of a vibe. And the courtyard will be, you know, beautifully decorated in those sorts of ways. And I think there'll be some folks in costumes. I bought a new hat, which is a step out for me, but it should be fun. It's sort of like you can get dressed up in any way you like and or come as you are sort
That's
of party.
Great. And because it is a fundraiser for the event, it's possible to sponsor or to have tables there?
Absolutely, yeah. So the concert and after party is $125, but there's also, if you want to really do the whole thing up, there's a dinner beforehand, and you can be a sponsor of the dinner. You can buy a table. That all is very helpful to supporting our cause.
Yes, I agree. And we're also very excited about the 2019-2020 season. You're not messing around. You're starting with the bang.
We are starting with a bang. So, yeah, the next afternoon after Catherine, after we wrap up our big party, and I guess we have to clean up all the decorations
right?
Now that I'm there. Sorry about that for all the people who really work hard. We have the great violinist Itzhak Perlman coming to town. He's been here before and is definitely a favorite and like one of the great violinists of his generation. We're thrilled to have him here.
Yeah, or of any generation. So
fair
that's
enough.
So exciting. And what other highlights do we see in the 2019-2020 season?
Yeah, well, I think pressingly tomorrow, is that tomorrow? Yeah, on Friday, we have Andy Grammer coming, which is the very end of our summer. We have two more indoor-outdoor sort of summer shows, and the summer and the fall kind of overlap, as they do here in Sonoma County. And we're thrilled to have Andy Grammer coming to Sonoma State as part of a partnership with our student government organization.
Right.
And he has a great new album out. We're excited about that. And then Diana Krall on September 26th, another great jazz artist, will be here to finish up our summer at the Green. And the few days later, we have a great mariachi band, Mariachi de Mexico de Jose Hernandez, who's been here before and a favorite. They'll be around on Sunday afternoon for a concert that really will be super fun for the whole family.
That is great. And any other big names that we can look forward to in the 2019-2020 season?
I think some things that have been particularly popular and perhaps indicative of being big names are the Branford Marsalis Quartet will be here in November. And a couple weeks before that, a really great project called Take Me to the River Live, featuring the music of New Orleans, so built around the Mississippi River. And the Dirty Dozen Brass Band is sort of the core band, which is one of the great
they're incredible.
Bands
so
from
they're
New Orleans.
Part
so they're
of that?
Yeah, they're the core band, and there's lots of great guests, including Big Chief Monk Boudreau, a couple of Mardi Gras Indians in full regalia singing and doing that. So we're really excited about that project as well.
Yeah, that's gonna be really fun. I was looking through the different events and concerts throughout that season, the 2019-2020 season at the Green Music Center, and at the end, the picture was really, really intriguing to me. Sort of reimagination of a Mozart concert with accordions. What is this?
Yes,
sounds fun.
It's an Australian circus company, like a new like Cirque du Soleil new circus company called Circa. It's, I think, the most fascinating modern circus company in the world.
Yeah,
fascinating group that I've worked with a number of different times. And this is sort of a family show that is with two people in it that reimagines Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It's called Wolfgang's Magical Musical Circus, and there's two people in it. and also an accordion player. So they're playing both kind of recorded Mozart that you'll recognize, but also some Mozart on accordion and just, you know, doing remarkable circus tricks and
with
classical music.
I love that.
Be really fun. And that's one of our many shows that works great for the whole family.
Yeah.
And we try to do those family shows that if you bring your kids, it's great. But if you don't have kids, like that's a really solid entertaining show.
Like
it's really well done.
So how do you purchase tickets for the 2019 and 2020 season?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go to gmc.sonoma.edu. Mm-hmm. You can also call our box office at 664-4246.
Okay. What was that number one more time?
664-4246.
Okay, great. And is there any particular concert that you are especially excited about for the next season?
There is one that I will call out. I mean, the answer changes all the time, but on October the 24th, we have a lecture with performance excerpts of a new sort of dance theater piece by one of the most brilliant choreographers of our time, Liz Lerman. She's making a new piece called Wicked Bodies that's about all sorts of things. It's about climate change and about sort of the criminalization of feminine knowledge and like... To not get too deep here on a early morning show, but she is a brilliant speaker and she's making really fascinating art, and she's going to spend a week with us at Sonoma State working on this piece and then is going to share parts of it and explain the ideas that she's exploring. I think it will be, it's hard to explain, but I think it will be one of the most fascinating things we've had at Green Music Center.
I agree, because you know, dance can be interpreted in many different ways, but to hear from the person, the choreographer is putting it together, to get the insight behind it, that's incredible.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to the Party on the Green, which will be on the 14th, coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend on Saturday, and tickets still available for that?
Absolutely, but get in quickly.
Get them now.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob Yarrow, the Green Music Center Executive Director.